603 Urban Māori Radio, and we're going to wrap up this part of our program with Ātahua Papa, and we should too, because Ātahua knows more about the vibes and tamaki makaurau than anyone else. Of course, Matariki ki Te Manawa is Auckland City's vibrant free winter festival, transforming the city centre into a living canvas of illuminated art, storytelling, performance and augmented reality. Gee, I don't know who wrote that piece, but that's a bit clever. Thanks, Ātahua. Tēnā koe. It's good to talk with you, sister. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Every year, brother.
Well, this mahi's been putting food on your table, and it's been putting a glow on our city. So, ka pai. We go from the Auckland Arts Festival now to Matariki. I had a wonderful kōrero earlier in the week with Marama and Orangi. Marama from the hill, Rangi from the stars, and now you from the hood. So thank you, Ātahua. Tell us what's going on to acknowledge Matariki in the big smoke, please.
Yeah, well, look, it really is illuminating. We kicked off the Tūhono Light Trail this morning, so it's officially open and complete with lights and sound and... Tūhono is the light trail from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, which goes from Te Kōmitianga all the way down to Mahuhu ki Te Rangi Park at Te Tōangaroa. Light structures with a waka. So we've got a tauropa in Mahuhu Park and a tau ihu in Te Kōmitianga with light boxes down the main street, and just awesome activations. And then next week, really, is when we're kicking off sort of one thing every couple of days. So... Yeah, Tūhono today, next week is Tūrama, is the big light trail that we've had for the last maybe 4 years now up Queen Street. The wehenga at the corner of Shortland Street and Queen Street, where the original waterline was, and that's our light trail that goes back up. So that was Graham Tipene design. Lights up there, Manu Koroki, Kahu Korako, Kawau Tiki Tiki, and finishes at Kaitiaki with in Aotea Square. A couple of really awesome things happening. So augmented reality, you talk about that. Te Reo Mataepa, who's an artist from Te Arawa and Te Atiawa, lives in Tauranga, but we've put his augmented reality sculpture trail. So come with your device, click on a QR code, and as you walk the trail from Aotea Square up through Waimahara, underneath the Merrill Drive overpass and up Myers Park, and you hit a spot and you have a look on your phone and you'll see these digital sculptures, which is pretty cool. It's really cool how that works. So a group of 9 artists, Kiriama and 8 others, have got together and created these digital sculptures. Light boxes on Karangahape at the new Karangahape station, train station, with images of wahine from Kiane Masatasipu's Anuku collection. That's on, that kicks off, I think, on the 9th, the day before the holiday. But augmented reality, we've got a series of containers with screens on them, with images, talking about what are our atoms alive, other atoms. And we look at the atoms in the constellations and in the galaxies and bring them all back down to the atoms that are within us. And so it connects us as hangata on Earth with all of their beings in the cosmos. And there are lots of concerts and things happening. So, you know, it really is just so many things happening, and the city is going to be... You'll be able to see Tāmaki from space, I think, with all the lights that are going to be on over the next wee while.
Tēnā koe. So best at night, but of course the augmented reality sculptures, etc., are QR code accessible. Gee, it's not the sort of stuff we grew up with, Ātahua Papa. Hey,
not at all. It's really exciting, though.
Yeah, it's
exciting. All this awesome stuff is happening, and yeah.
Well, you must be very technically savvy, then, that you can enjoy all of this stuff as well, Ātahua.
No. They show me what it is, and I say, yep, let's do that. And then they do it all. So, well, not me.
No. But so what do you need, really? You can just do it with your phone. allows you to access, obviously, the light trail would be better at night than in the daytime, although Queen Street can be a bit dark sometimes in the daytime. Do you have the light? Are the lights on through the day?
Weather like it is today.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Weather like it is today, it's going to be awesome. So, the lights will be in place, I think, over the weekend, and so they'll be up and in store for the Tūrama anyway, but on Tuesday. There's like Waiata Anthems concert with the Auckland Philharmonia. That's awesome. And then Friday night on the holiday, Friday the 10th, Ngā Reo o Te Rangi is a concert, Stan Walker, Maisie Rika, Troy Kingi, and Rangi Matamu is having a kōrero. And that's a concert at the Town Hall. So, it just really is awesome. And then we've got the Dock Edge, Dock Edge Festival, documentaries. So it was an awesome film that kicked it off, Unlikely Kin by Mike Jonathan, the other night. And that'll be, that screening over the next couple of weeks too. There's an exhibition at the Smith & Coe building for Dock Edge and the World Press Photography. So, there's just so much happening in the city. It's like, haere mai. And then that doesn't even include Matariki Festival stuff that's happening from, Waiuku to Warkworth and Te Waite Mata to Te Manukunuku Hoturua and heaps of places in between. The libraries are activating and, everywhere. So, just there's something for everyone. Check it out, matarikifestival.org.nz, Auckland Live, Discover Auckland. If you can find the information everywhere. So, no mai haramai, come to the city.
Let's just push one. You've said three. It's already confused me. So Matariki Festival.
Matarikifestival.org.nz.
Okay, now is that pertaining to Auckland? Because, for an old guy like me, I'd like a map saying, this is over here and this means that. And then if you go from there, you can walk up there and you can see that.
There will be a map. But if you get onto the Matariki Festival website, you'll be able to click through to the other stuff. And there will be a map showing you where all the lights are and where all the activations are. And if you do the trail, the augmented reality trail, it comes with a map so that you know where to walk. You've got to be in that space to be able to get the images because it's all about, I don't actually know how it works, but it's all about GPSing and you stand in a spot. And this thing shows up on your phone. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. We're always living and learning, ACES. So it sounds different than getting on my skateboard and rolling down the hill. But we'll best to walk up from down below, up towards Myers Park, or from the top at K Road down.
walk down. Well, it doesn't really matter because wherever you are, you'll be able to get to stuff. But hey, there's this new projection project happening too on the Merrill Drive side of the new Te Waihoro 2 train station. So we've got some images going up there. That'll kick off in the next week or so.
Sounds exciting. Sounds awesome.
Things happening.
We'll stay in touch and have more kōrero as it all unfolds. But I know a lot of effort has obviously gone into its preparation. And I thank you for giving us a heads up. There's lots to enjoy downtown Ehoma, matarikifestival.org, and Atahua Papa will keep us posted over the next couple of weeks. Thank you again to Hine. Always neat to have a kōrero.
Apa, ngā mihi nui ki a koe Dale, and haere mai ki te pokapū o te taone nui nei.
Tēnā koe, thanks so much. Jump a train, take the kids in, tell them to take their torches, their phones, and do a family thing. Wander around seeing all these lovely installations that are acknowledging Matariki.